But just to end with one short Dvar Agada, going back to the beginning of the daf, and that is in a beautiful Mara Makim. It's in the Vilna Gaon. It's in the Bir Hagra. It's in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. It's in Simin Tof Kuf Nunhe. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Noyagim Shaloi Lahaniach Tefillin B'Tisha B'Av Shachris. The minhag is not to put on tefillin on Tisha B'Av in the morning, during Shachris. Talis and not a talis, eloishin talis cotton tachas big day. You wear a talis cotton, beloy bracha, and you don't make a bracha. That's why some people sleep with their tzitzis, beloy tishabav, because shaila what you're supposed to do with a bracha. Ube mincha, menichin tzitzis, and then by mincha you put on tzitzis, vitfilin, umavarchan aleim, and you make the bracha. So the machaber says that noyhagin, it's a minig, but the minig is not to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av Shachris, and not to wear a talis Tisha B'Av Shachris, and even tzitzis, you don't make a brach. So when then do you put on your talis and tefillin? You put on your talis and tefillin by mincha. Ube mincha menichin tzitzis v'tefillin u'mevarchan aleh. Says the Vilna Gaon of Bir Hagra. Why do you not wear talis and tefillin by Shachris, but you do wear talis and tefillin by mincha? Says the le'inyan dvarim elu hikilu b'mincha. Because as it relates to these things and really other things, Chazal were makel from mincha and on Tisha B'Av, right? Everybody knows this, that in the afternoon, nochatzais, everything is much more kulodik. Once this man of mincha comes, there's a lot of kulos that you have on Tisha B'Av. And this is one of those kulos. You don't wear talis and tefillin by Shachris, das is a chumra ke'ilu. In the avelos, it's a chumra. But after mincha, after this man in the afternoon, then it's okay. U'kamay shakasa b'psach desayfrim, reish perik yutes. There's makaris to this. Either way, v'chein kol dover shatoli b'minik. Says the Vilna Gaon, this is not only true for talis and tefillin, but it's true for kol dover atoli b'minik. Anything that's minig, if there's an iser that's associated with minig, you do it in the morning. The afternoon, all the minhagim go by the wayside. Kol dover atoli b'minik on Tisha B'Av is only shachris. But the chumras of avelus that are minig based, they're all out in the afternoon. V'atam. Says the Vilna Gaon, the reason is she'oz hitzitzu eish b'mikdash, because that's when churban beis hamikdash began. That's when Nevuzradan Sarat HaBochim lit the beis hamikdash on fire, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph in today's daf. When did it happen? It happened kifana hayoyim. It happened literally at the end of day. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan said that it happened so late on Tisha B'Av, he doesn't understand why that's the day we even remember. The day we should remember is Yud B'Av. But the point is that when did this all happen? When did the Sreifa begin? The Sreifa began in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. It's V'ayin, Toysus Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. And take a look in Toysus Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. And take a look in Medrash Eicha Rabba Parsha Dalid Ois Chav Hey. And when you look there, you'll understand why the halach is to be Mekel when it comes to Tisha B'Av after Mincha. Now, before we look there, let's just break down this Vilna Gaon for a second. So the Gaon says, you want to know why Tisha B'Av La'achar Mincha is more kuludig? Because Tisha B'Av La'achar Mincha is when the Churban began. That's when this all happened. It happened L'achar Mincha. Because it happened L'achar Mincha, that's why it's more kuludig. Now, at first glance, you pasha can't even read the Gaon. That's when the Churban happened, that's why you're Mekel? The Churban happened Noch Mincha. Therefore, we're Mekel. That's when you put in talis and tefillin, right? That's when we say Nachem. We start talking about Nechama. Why? Because that's when the Churban happened. It's a Pella. If that's when the Churban happened, we should be Marba. As we get closer to the day of Tesh, we say that we're not going to fast on Yud B'Av. Because Aschauta the Poranusa, the Chsam Soifer, Ubobo, Prince of the Chalalua, that's when the Nesham of the Beis HaMikdash was taken away, was Chorev Kavi Yachol. But the point is that that's a reason to be Mekel. That's a reason to be machmer. A bezok the goyin, you have to look in Kedushin Lamed Aleph. You know what it says in Kedushin Lamed Aleph? Toises they quote some medrash. It says Mizmar LaAsaf. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Mizmar LaAsaf. Bo Elikim. Bo goyin benachlo secho. Timu es heichal kodshecho. Somu es Yerushalayim le'im. And Toises quotes a medrash. The medrash says Mizmar LaAsaf. Kina mi bayale. David HaMelech sang Shira. He said, Mizmar LaAsaf Elikim Bo Goyim Menach LaSecha Samu Es Yerushalayim Le'im. They destroyed Tzion Sada Ticharish. And as a result, David HaMelech takes out his harp, Beruach HaKodesh, and he starts singing Shira. Frank, the Medrash, that's a reason to sing Shira? That's a reason to cry. It's a reason to say a kinna. It's a reason to say Chazon Yishayo. Why is that a reason to rejoice? It says the Medrash. Because although it's true the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but at the same time, David HaMelech saw a silver lining in Churban Beis HaMikdash. He understood that even if the Yidden are going to come to a point where they're going to be guilty of Avodah Zara, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Damim, even if the Yidden are going to come to a point where there's going to be Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara, and they're not going to be able to get along, and it's going to be to a situation where maybe the Schus of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they're not going to resemble the Zaydas anymore. And who knows if such a nation is going to be able to have a kiyum. But when David HaMelech saw Baruch HaKodesh, that in a situation like that, what Hashem is going to do, he's going to be hitel chamasa eleitzim v'avonim. He's going to let out his anger, his wrath on eitzim v'avonim. He realized one thing. He realized that means that Klal Yisrael is never going to be destroyed. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving himself an out. And what he's saying is, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, and in the event that Klal Yisrael is worthy of Churban, the Churban is going to happen on Eitz Av. It's going to be Gefarlich. There's going to be a Tisha B'Av, and it's going to be the worst thing in the world. We're going to sit on the floor. It's going to be Shreklich. But at the same time, Mizmer La'asaf. You know what the Shira is? That Elikim, Chzei Ebishta. That when Klal Yisrael falls to their low point, it's Bo Goyim Benach La'Secha, it's Timu Asechel Kachecha, it's Samuth Yerushalayim La'ir. But Klal Yisrael itself is La'ich B'Neri Lo'ilam Vag. Klal Yisrael itself is never going to be destroyed. And that's why David HaMelech sang Shira. So it says the Vilna Goyen, in Bir Hagra, tucked away in Hilchis Tisha B'Av, in Simen Tov Kuf Nun He. He says, when did the Yidden get that message? When did they realize that no matter how bad the matzav is, we know we're going to be around forever? As soon as Nevuzradin Sarah Tabachim was Vayisroif Es Beisash Elikim, as soon as that happened, that's when they realized that Elikim Bo Goyim Benach Lasecha. It's true, Timas Echel Kachach Somas Yerushalayim Liam. But at the same time, Klal Yisrael is going to be around forever, and that silver lining, that haftacha, is the reason that David HaMelech sang Shira, and it's the reason that we, at that time, when this all happened, we say Nachim Mishmai Nesre. That's why we put our talis and tefillin. That's when all the different halachas that are related to Minig suddenly become lax. Because we realize in Churban there's a tremendous nechama. The nechama is that Klal Yisrael is going to survive forever. And it doesn't matter how low we fall, there's always going to be a Klal Yisrael at Bias Goel Tzadik. And that's the point. In Churban you see two things. On the one hand is Churban. On the one hand is Chamisha Dvarim Ivro La'Aviseinu B'Tisha B'Av. But at the same time, the lowest point was Tzion Sada Ticharesh. At the same time, even an Oimek B'Toicha Oimek, that it was only Tzion Sada Ticharesh. It's somewhere Yerushalayim Le'ian. It became a field. It became ruins. It became destroyed. But at the same time, what about Klal Yisrael? Rabbi Akiva is sitting there together with his chaverim, and they're watching all this. And then right afterwards, they're in Yavne, and they're learning, and it's the Kulan Alibid Rabbi Akiva, and there's Nun Shari Chachma that's descending into the world at that very time that Shul is Yoytzim Beis Kachi Akadosh. And that's a sign that Klal Yisrael would always be around. I always had this hergish with Holocaust survivors. You know, you see someone that went through the war, you see a Holocaust survivor. A Holocaust survivor, these Yidden, you know, my Zaydas and so many of our Zaydas, they represented Churban on the one hand, right? They represented Churban. Churban. They reminded you of Churban. But at the same time, they also represented the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. Every single survivor is a walking, living embodiment of this idea of Mizma La'asav Alikim Bo Goyim Benach La'Secha. It's true, they could be Churban, it could be terrible, they can torch our shuls and Rahman al-Islam, what went on. But at the same time, 100 years later and forever, Abiyas Goel says, always be Yidden. Klal Yisrael is going to be around forever. And that's this Nakuda. On the one hand, after Mincha, you're right, that's when it all began. But at the same time, there's a tremendous Nechama. And that's what the Goyen said, Min HaMincha L'Maila, Davka when it started, that's when it began. That's when the Necham is so stark, it's so fast. So it's still Tisha B'Av, you're not eating, of course, you're not wearing shoes. But at the same time, when it comes to Dvarim Shel Menhagim, we have to do something. We have to show that we chap, that in Tisha B'Av there's a tremendous Necham. And that's with little things. Dvarim Shel Minig. No talis and tefillin. We're going to have to wear talis and tefillin today. So, you know when you're going to wear it? You're going to wear it by Mincha. All these different things. V'chein kol davar shemino tzadik tzadik v'negayim. Because at the same time, we also want to show that we understand that in the Churban, there's a tremendous nechama.